mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Morning from the White House. This is Vince and I, Mary Walter, here at the White House, and we have a great lineup for you. We're talking about the president's tax plan, and joining us at 8:05, Mercedes Schlapp, the president's senior advisor for strategic communications. At 8:15, it's Secretary Wilbur Ross. At 8:35, House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and at 8:50, Vice President Mike Pence. Joining us right now, Kevin Hassett from the Council of Economic Advisors. He's the chairman.
Good morning, Kevin. You seem pretty pumped because yesterday you came out with a new report about this tax plan. What was in the report that has you so joyful this morning?
Oh, well, mostly I'm joyful this morning because I'm on my hometown radio program here.
Well, that's a good one.
But yeah, it's great to be here with you guys and listen all the time. You know, yesterday we put out a report that told us how the economy would respond to President Trump and the Big Six's economic plan. And the basic idea is, as a background setting, that we've been in this world for the last decade or so where profits have grown quite a bit, about 11% a year for America's corporations, but wages have barely moved at all. And we looked into the literature that studied why this happens and found that there's a disconnect between how well firms are doing and how well workers are doing, because the firms have moved all their profits overseas because we're the highest corporate tax place on earth. And so what we need to do is come up with a tax plan that encourages firms to locate their activity back here. If they do that, then they'll demand more workers and drive up wages.
So to bring a bunch of money back, they can hire more people is the concept here. I've seen some criticism in the past 24 hours of your assessment, of your analysis. For one, I'm interested to find out, is this the rosiest analysis, the one that you presented, or do you think it's sort of like what you expect to be the average? And what are those numbers, by the way?
Oh, sure. You know, and so we report in the study that we think that going out a few years in the medium term, that the tax bill that we've just seen would, according to the conservative estimates in the literature, add about $4,000 a year to the typical American family's wages or take-home pay. But that's a very conservative number. We talk about a whole range of studies,
right,
and there are many that give you numbers that are more than double that.
And to get to the specific criticism, there's a lot that's been made by the press of the fact that a 2012 study was removed from the Treasury Department's website, which showed that just 18% of the corporate tax burden fell on workers. This assessment, the one you put out yesterday, says something like 75% of the corporate tax burden falls on workers.
Well,
right?
Well, we don't in this study talk a lot about what share falls on workers and what share falls on corporations, because that's a very technical issue.
Yes.
But there's a study that we rely on at one point in the paper that estimates what share of the corporate tax burden is borne by workers, and they find that it's 58%. If we apply their estimate to get how much wages go up because of the tax reform, then we get $9,000. Our conservative estimate is that it's $4,000. And so if you back it out, it's not so inconsistent with that Treasury study you mentioned. Now, I'm not aware of why they pulled it down. The number seems really far away from everything else in the literature, so they might have found an error or something,
but I didn't talk to them about that. It seems inconsistent with the current numbers that the administration is putting out, so that makes sense.
Well, no, I don't think it is inconsistent, really. Like, again, so that I think that if you look at our numbers and compare it to the paper that estimated it, then because we're at 4,000, not 9,000, the number is much closer to even if you use that study.
Okay.
A Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called your analysis. He says it relies on fake math and that wages have remained flat amid record corporate profits, and he said that's proof positive that companies already have a cash windfall, but they're not using it to boost wages. So what do you say to him?
Well, the cash is in Ireland. That's why it's not helping our wages here. But if Senator Schumer, you know, right now, I challenge you to go to the chalkboard with me and show me where the math is wrong. You won't be able to do it. And so if you're going to have a soundbite attacking us, you should try to make it more substantive than that.
Well, besides Chuck Schumer, you've taken other people to the woodshed. I saw Larry Kudlow, who we speak to regularly, saying that you just beat up all over the Tax Policy Center because they came out and gave a negative assessment of the president's tax plan here. But your response to them was what?
Well, I just think, again, that what one needs to do is focus on the evidence, focus on the objective facts, and not just, you know, cast around presumptions about what might happen. The Tax Policy Center study was very premature because they filled in a bunch of holes that are being negotiated in the Senate right now. And if you look at the choices they made on assumptions, they tended to choose assumptions that were really quite harmful to those who really, and hopefully in both parties, that want to have a bipartisan tax reform.
As we discuss this, one of the things the administration is relying on is this idea that cutting taxes so dramatically is going to result in what we're hearing is rocket fuel growth for the economy, and in return, it'll drive all these tax revenues. Tell us about the precedent for that assessment. That as you assess this, what do you look back on historically and say, that's right, when you cut taxes, you see massive growth in revenue?
Well, first, you know, some people take that argument too far. if you're going to cut taxes and get more revenue, then it needs to be because, you know, a whole bunch of stuff changes. And if you cut a tax on something that's not going to change, you're not going to get a lot more revenue. But if you go back to 1994, when under Bill Clinton, we lifted the corporate tax rate, which is about the last corporate tax increase that we've ever seen on Earth. The average rate in the OECD countries, you know, the big developed countries, was about 39. So they're above us. The average rate now is 24. And what we've seen is countries all around the world have been cutting their corporate rate in order to attract businesses and drive up worker wages and drive up revenues. And they've done it again and again and again because it works. And we're just out of that game, and our workers are suffering because of it.
Are there any countries in particular that you can think of that you reflect on? You're like, man, just look at what they did, and it was such a huge boon to their economy.
Well, sure. You know, Hassett's an Irish name. If you go look at the Irish economy and the Irish tax rate, which is about the lowest of the OECD, you'll see astonishing things going on there. Now, certainly they had a big problem in the financial crisis like about a lot of other countries, but they've posted growth that is really miraculous in the last few years.
Well, Kevin Hassett, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. And thank you for taking the time
to join us. We'll both chat with you and at you soon.
Great, yes.
Great
yes.
To be here.
Nice to talk to you.
You should call in sometime. See, if you're listening, you should pick up the phone and call in.
All right. But you got to let me through.
That's Heather. Just tell her who you are.